This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the little bit of sanity that you're going to get today. Well, okay, maybe you've got some other places, I don't know, but 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I know, probably don't say it enough, I really do appreciate it. I see that you guys are in the chat room, you're talking with each other, you're having a good time. Problem is, we have several chat rooms because I can't get you guys off of Facebook. But that's a story for another day. And if you head up to the website, you know, we got a lot going on there as well. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. And if you take the poll, I mean, seriously, you know, get with your like minded brothers in politics. I think that'd be a good thing to do, don't you? It's like trying to drink with the latest news of all the bogus, investigations going on. Everything they did, you know, think about something. Everything they did to come after Trump. Everything. They've been trying to take this guy down for 3 years, trying to get in his way for 3 years. They couldn't beat his economy. They couldn't beat anything about the guy. So let's go and run with the virus. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. You guys all know that. But at this point, is there a virus? Yes. See, I have to say that first because I love all the little stuff that people write about me. Yes, of course there's a virus. There's a virus that's been around forever. I think it's like the sixth or eighth iteration of the COVID type of virus, the COVID strain. So this is not new. All right? When you look at the numbers, now, there's doctors that are getting so frustrated. They're not right-wing whacktoid doctors. And remember, we were told back in, what was it, February, March? Probably March. That this thing was going to go like wildfire. We'd have 2.5 million dead people by the summer. What do we got? As of now, we're going to do a drum roll. As of now, we have 3.3 million people infected with the virus, confirmed. There's a whole bunch of people, as we're finding out, had it, been through it, and they have antibodies of it. So, you know, when they talk about these spikes, well, of course there's spikes. We're testing in larger numbers. How can there not be? You'd be brain dead. Yes, you heard me. I said it. You would be brain dead not to believe that there weren't going to be spikes. Do you know what I'm saying? And not only are there spikes, now we're finding out that the numbers that some of the death numbers are rising. Now we've had a flat line, by the way, but some of the death numbers are rising. Why? Because if they can't immediately tell you what the cause of death is, they're supposed to attribute it to COVID, the COVID virus. How is that honest in any way? Can anybody help me with that? You're right, it's not honest, and it's not right, and it's not right to do to the American people. You're playing head games with them, and it's wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the policy. And again, you know, they're told, I heard it tell you in the news, I heard it on two different channels, that it's any death, right, that they can't immediately figure out what it is. It is to be a presumptive COVID-related death. Presumptive. Gee, I don't know. Frankie, I know he's hit by a train. He must have passed out from having COVID. Johnny must have passed out from having COVID on his gun. Shot himself 7 times in the chest. I got it. Yeah, there you go. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then yesterday, they're touting the fact that for the first time, there were 2,000 less deaths in 24 hours. Well, maybe because they're actually attributing the proper term to the death. Maybe now somebody who died from a heart attack actually died from a heart attack and not COVID-related. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Just checking. I don't even know what to do with this. This is how ridiculous this is. I don't know what to do with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so I could go on with this for an hour, 2 hours. Zoe Rachel is going to join me after the break. Host of the Zoloft and Zopian Den. Always have a good time when he's on with me. We take things from a Christian point of view, but what you want? I mean, what you want from us? Seriously. Right? Oh, I didn't give you the numbers. I meant to give you the numbers. I'm sorry. Everybody's freaking out, right? The U.S. cases of COVID has topped 1 million, right? And we've had 61,000 deaths in this country because of COVID. 61,000 total. Now, the funny thing about all of this that you don't hear much about is the amount of deaths we've had from the regular flu in 2018. I mean, the numbers are staggeringly different. In Arizona, we have just under 300 deaths from COVID-19. In 2018, they had over 1,100 deaths. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, if we really want to, you know, we really want to do apples to apples, oranges to oranges. That's what we need to do. What is the regular death? What is going on there? I mean, regular flu. How many did it kill in 18, in 19? And why is this perceived to be so much worse? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I lost my earpiece. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on because I enjoy his company so much on the show every week. Zoe Rachel joins me. He is the host of the Zopian Den, and I just love that. I'm sorry. I know. I giggle every week. Obviously, I'm a 70s child. You know what I'm saying? And...
Right on.
Right? So, before we get rolling really into it, go ahead and tell people where to find your show, where to learn more about you, and pick up that music of yours, you know?
Thank you, man. I'm at Bronze Serpent Media, and where I have my shows, the Zopium Den, House of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. I've got the Zoloft. That's my place for... chuckle therapy as we, do a bit of satire on the political discourse of the day. And, of course, try to get some levity in it. And And I have my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. Hey, I gotta say really quick, man. Every once in a while, I get somebody like giving me grief about the names of like my projects. Like they don't like Bronze Serpent Media because they think that it sounds like satanic or something like that.
Oh yeah,
or
of
they
course.
Don't like the Zopium.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and they'll say, "What's with the Zopium, Dan? I don't think I like that." And I'm like, "Just go check out my about page, and it'll explain that it's a play on my name, Zo, and opium, right? Opium as in religion being the opium of the masses, right? So it's a play on that adage. And to let folks know that religion is not the real fix. The Lord himself is the real fix. He is the bottom line. He is what you need.
Dude.
So that's where the Zopium thing comes from.
If you had a tablet that the Lord handed you with video, okay, of him handing it to you, to say, "Thou shalt call your show the Zopium Den," there would be a bunch of people from the church that would be all over you like white on rice. Said, "How dare you call it that? It sounds so satanic," right? Am I wrong? Come on.
No, you're right. You're right, man. There's a lot of people who can't deal with with the Jesus drank wine. They can't deal with it, even though it says Jesus himself says, "I will not drink wine again, as if I was drinking it before. I will not drink wine again until I'm drinking it anew in my kingdom." So it's like even that, some people can't even deal with Jesus drinking wine. So I can understand how they'd be offended by this opium.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I love it. I think it's fine. I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. It's like, look, why don't you take care of your own house? Take care of your stuff, and then we'll talk about my stuff, right? Because by the time we get around to my stuff, you're going to be too worn out from dealing with your stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But the bottom line is, ain't no high like the Most High. It's not a promotion of something to get high on.
I like that.
You're really looking for the real deal, the Lord himself.
There ain't no high like the Most High. We got to do something with that, like a bumper sticker kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? A T-shirt. You got a T-shirt? Make a T-shirt.
There you go.
I want 10%.
I'm with it.
I gave you the idea. I want 10%. So listen up. We got Mayor de Blasio, or I don't even know what to call him, but anyhow. So first it was the Christians, right? If you guys come together, gonna drag you out kicking and screaming. Now the Jews. Okay? Yet, I talked about it last week. I don't know if you went and looked it up. Yet they're providing a 500,000 meals for free to who? The Muslims for Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You've got Muslims that, I guess, again, I'm not making fun of them. I'm just saying, I know they pray several times during the day. And now, well, there's not that much traffic, so it's not a big deal. But they're taking over certain streets, and they're praying in the middle of the day. Why don't they pull them apart? I'm sure those prayer rugs aren't 6 feet apart. I mean, tell me this isn't, again, not the persecution that's going on in other countries. But for us, this is major persecution. He is out of line, is he not?
He is out of line, man. He's got a little touch of Saul in him, man, when he's talking about, bullying on them Christians like that. And then, he's the same cat who broke up a Jewish funeral, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, okay.
And they'll vote for him again.
Do that,
go ahead.
They'll
vote for him again.
I even put out a tweet saying that, evil Nazi KKK Trump racist went and broke up a Jewish funeral. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't Trump, And so if we're going to do that, and I'll tell you what, man, even if it was a Muslim funeral, even if it was a Muslim, they carry on their ceremony
right.
For that, I wouldn't be like, oh, go bust that. Up, go bust that stuff. It's like, look, man, they're going to honor their dead, let them do their thing. So it's not me picking sides on, me favoring the Jews or favoring Muslims or anything like that. But this thing with de Blasio, man, what a twisted sense of values this dude has.
It shows you for real, though, where these people are at, does it not? I mean, for religion for them, you've got some governors saying that it's not imperative, it's not important, it's for a pastor or a rabbi or whoever to be at somebody's deathbed. So therefore, there's a couple of states that are not going to allow clergy or what have you to go to the deathbed of people dying in hospitals because it's not important. I mean, think about that. Who are these people?
Oh man, they're emissaries of the devil, is who they are, man. And I'm thinking about, and they're complaining about this body count, and stay inside so we don't increase, you know, so we don't add to the body count. Meanwhile, that's all I hear about is body counts. And I'm like, maybe if people were allowed to go to work, and I'll be talking about this in the Zoloft, but it's like, if people were allowed to work, maybe people could be at work with the proper facilities to, you know, remove the dearly departed respectfully and properly rather than letting them pile up in U-Haul trucks and stuff like that. I mean, what's going on right now, man, the way it's being handled is that people are being accountable to fear rather than people being accountable, you know, than holding to the faith. And this is something that we can get past, you know. This is unnecessary.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I'm 100% behind you with this, and we're seeing it happen more and more. But what's happened is we've let this happen. We haven't fought for our rights.
Sure.
We haven't pushed back. Mm-hmm. We elect people that openly are against us. I get it from the left. I see that. But why do our people do this? Why are we not out there pushing for people who have some kind of love / fear / reverence for God? Why don't we as Christians do that?
Well, a lot of it is we're kind of made to do it, but we're made to do it because, just like you said, we allow it to happen. We send, you know, our kids off, you know, and pay for our kids to be indoctrinated by the state. You know, it's constant, kids are constantly, and adults too, constantly inundated with left-wing ideology through music, you know, through movies, you know, we are. And, you know, and we've been made to feel ridiculous about, you know, as Christians, made to feel ridiculous things that God has said that protect us from all this. And sure, God can handle all these things. He's on the throne, but he gives his instructions.
Yep. We got the book. We know that we got the manual. We should know what the heck we're doing. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government says more than 3.8 million people filed unemployment claims last week. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. keep rising. President Trump talked from the White House about Washington's response.
I think we did a spectacular job. I'm not even referring to me. I'm referring to all of these people, including your people who have been working with my people so closely.
You bet.
But the federal government has done a spectacular job.
Intelligence agencies have issued a news release debunking a coronavirus conspiracy theory. According to the release, the agencies say they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made or genetically modified. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 288 points, the Nasdaq down 25, and the S&P down 27. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole?
Seriously, this is my time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Zoe Rachel joins me. He is the host of Zoloft and Zopian Den. So tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can catch your show and that.
All right, man. Thank you. I'm at Bronze Serpent Media. Shows that are in the Zoloft, and I've got my music project, 20 Pounds Ledge.
I'm laughing because it doesn't matter what I do. We're having pseudo minor technical difficulties, but you know what? We'll make it through. We always do. Not a problem. Anyhow. But,
I know.
Every week you and I kind of, talk about and beat up a little bit on the fact that, first of all, Christians aren't stepping up. At least I don't think they are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't think Christians are stepping up the way they should be. And they need to be able to push back. And I'm not saying you push back where you, take out guns, knives, and billy clubs. That's not the kind of pushback, unless you guys are like brain dead. You know that's not the kind of pushback I'm talking about. I'm talking about these people that don't let them just close you down. Don't let them just not allow you to pray. I mean, in California, we had a governor that decided we couldn't even go to a parking lot, right? Couldn't even, with your windows rolled up, your mask on, in a parking lot at the church, you weren't going to be allowed to assemble. And he knew he was going to lose that fight. But, are we starting to see the beginning of the erosion of freedom of religion, Zoe?
Oh, that on the horizon a long time ago, man. But I was with the government for a second, man. I was with it. It's like, okay, you know the protocol, man. It's like, hey, go inside. We don't know what's going on. Go into your house. Go inside. There's nothing to see here.
Okay.
For that minute. But now as this goes on, the so-called protections are getting in the way.
Yep. I agree with you. No, seriously.
So it's like, you're going to have to earn. Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Because it is we.
All right. I want to keep this going. You're cutting out way too much now. So I don't quite know what to do. Maybe we can pull you in by regular phone after the next break. Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, but again, to my Christian buddies, to my Christian brothers and sisters, this is an issue, this is a problem. You know, you guys let it go. You let it go in the schools. You let it go in the at church, you know, with the government. How is it? I would love somebody to either call in or let me know. How is it that you actually believe that you can elect people that don't believe in God, that don't believe that God has rules and ways that he wants you to do things, and then you wonder why your kids are taught in grade school, elementary school, different ways to have sex, who to have it with, same-sex ways to do. I don't even know how to say this. Do you know what I'm saying? But you seem not to have a problem with it. Because you keep saying you're going to take care of it when they come home, but you don't. Right? You know, yeah, again, I'm going to go back to what God tells you that you can bring, you're supposed to take care of these kids. Right, that they're a gift from him. Why are you spinning all over? What is going on? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm off, where I'm gone, where I don't have a clue as to what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm used to hearing that all the time. So, and then all these things that we were told we were being right-wing nut jobs on, right? Remember? That Trump Tower was being wiretapped. We were told, no, come on, what's wrong with you people? Oh, here we go. It's just amazing. And it was. They were going after General Flynn, but it was. And now when you start looking at this, you find out more and more as the days go on that this was a concerted effort from the day President Trump came down the escalator. Right? I mean, your government, the one you're paying taxes with, the one who's got you locked up in your home right now, your government works overtime to go after the guy that you elected. And it ain't done there. It's happening all over the place. Happens here in California on a regular basis. I was joking the other day. I mean, the reality is, Republicans in the California legislature, they're useless. They're just useless. And I don't mean that like, I don't like them, they're lousy, they're terrible people. I don't know all of them. But they can't vote on anything. And think about this, a couple of weeks ago, I blame them too. A couple of weeks ago, they basically gave our governor all kinds of open power to be able to do some of the stuff that he's doing. Did he do anything to slow him down, or at least as they were leaving, put some hurdles in his way so he didn't have an open checkbook? And that's what he's got. There's no other way to talk about this. There's no other way. That's the truth of the matter. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So until we decide to honestly push back, honestly elect people, even the Democrats are getting, look at the guy from Maine, I can't think of the guy's name, he's a restaurant owner up there. He is opening up tomorrow whether the governor wants him or not, or, you know, wants him to or not, which I think is wonderful. This is the kind of quiet resistance, or this is the kind of resistance we need more of. We need more people stepping up and willing to fight this like our founding fathers were. They were willing to give up, you know, property and life. Right? Think about it. They were willing to give up property and life to make sure that we had the freedoms that we have today. And how quickly we have rolled over and given them away. I mean, the governor of Maine, a real whack. This is why I have no sympathy for some of you people. You elected her, right? The governor of Michigan. You elected her too. You deserve her. That's all I'm going to say. Right? Now you got the governor of Maine who's decided she's closing the state now indefinitely. What the heck is that all about? The total cases of COVID in Maine are a little over 1,000. There's 4 million people in Maine. I think it's 4 million. I'll look it up. I would ask my producer to look it up. Over 4 million people. We have a little over 1,000 cases. We have 53 deaths. But you know what the biggest problem is in Maine right now? 1 out of every 7 people is out of work. Right? Over something that is not overtaking their state. I talked about this earlier, about the numbers, about how much sense it does not make. You guys are making me crazy with this. I'm not a well-educated person. Let's just be honest about it. Okay? You hear me. Sometimes I don't speak so good. But weren't we told that we were going to be rolling into 2.5 million people dead because of this virus? We couldn't get there if we went out with semi-automatic guns and started killing people. I'm not telling you to do that. We can't get to that number. Worldwide. And again, I'm going to say it. We are being lied to. Because the doctors that are coming out that are being shut down in New York, Chicago, even in the Los Angeles area, that are coming out and saying, we're being told to attribute any death to COVID. Right? I mean, think about that. We're being told to attribute these deaths to COVID if we don't know exactly what they are. How are you going to tell me that these are real numbers? Why are you going to keep lying to me? Joe Mancini, your host, will go to the phones after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host, you're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Millions of ways to be informed about the show, to get the show. If you don't want me on email, then you can always get text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And let me, before I really get rolling here, let me go to the phones. Nancy from California, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
Hello, Joe.
How are you doing? Long time no hear.
I'm doing fine. I'm working from home, and I'm actually enjoying it because I don't have to deal with the stress of everybody else in the office. So
for you, it's a blessing.
It's okay for me.
Good. Okay, cool. I said for you, it's a blessing. Yeah.
For me, it's a blessing, yes. And my cats are loving it as well. They have me around all the time now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What's got you going? Now, you're in a great state of California. You won't be able to go to the beach. You can't go out to the store. You can, you know, I mean, you got to wear a mask. Have I got a mask for you, lady, that you can wear into the stores? But
yeah, ahead. I saw that today, in fact, and I thought, well, I'll probably get punched in the mouth if I wear that. But I got a hell of a knee that would come up as well. So,
yeah.
You know, we probably be even... But, you know, I'm listening to you tonight because I turned off Sean Hannity because I'm so tired. I'm so tired of hearing all the BS about all of this COVID crap, okay? And I know it's a serious situation, but I think it's some of it, by the other media especially, is being used for sensationalism, and even yellow journalism.
Yep.
Even the commercials. I mean, I'm watching commercials, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm living in a book, 1984. Should I make that my new handle? You know, change from April 1775 to 1984. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel during the Obama administration said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's exactly what the progressives are doing right now, because they have the opportunity now to do a test on herding. I don't herd well. I'm a rebel. So they're trying to see. This is an experiment for them. They're taking notes on all of this. You know, people are rebelling, they're going to the beach. Okay, so how do we curb that the next time? This is a whole study for them. And personally, they are only going to get away with what we allow them to get away.
I agree with
you. You know what? If people are scared, if they can frighten people enough, I mean, I keep getting these damn census things. This is required by law. And I'm going, you know what? Come get me. I don't care. You're letting everybody else out of jail that's a real criminal. You're not going to put me in. I'm not worried about it. And once people realize that, they don't want to put anybody in jail. The cops don't want to come to these calls.
No.
That's when we get our power back.
Again, first of all, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody else. I have no sympathy for the people in New York. I have no sympathy for the people in the state of New York. I have no sympathy for the people in Virginia. I have no sympathy. I mean, I can go on and on because they keep electing these people, and they know what they're like. They know what they're all about. And now they're taking their rights away. They're squelching them down. And frankly, you know, here in California, the majority of the doctors talk about how this virus doesn't like the heat. Most viruses don't like the heat, the sunlight, the ultraviolet rays. You look at this and you say, so again, why don't you want them on the beach? What's the reasoning?
Yeah, I know. And besides that, they've already proven that being outside, well, of course, things are going to circulate a lot more outside than they are inside where they're all enclosed. And this is killing the dense housing thing, too, so that, you know, the progressives and the greenies are freaking out about that. But let them. Because I am hoping that this, in some ways, is a blessing in disguise. That, yeah, people are going, hey, you know what? I can't do this. All the freaking liberals running to the gun stores going, oh, my gosh, I need to protect myself now. What do you mean I got to wait 10 days to figure out my gun? What do you mean I got to have a background check for ammo?
No,
hey, you people that voted them all in, maybe you'll think about that the next time you cast a ballot.
You can at least honestly say now that you can get a gun easier than you can get toilet paper. You know what I'm saying?
And this is probably true. I don't think my Ralph is ever going to carry toilet paper again.
But even if you order it online, at least you get it in 2 or 3 days. You know, the gun might take a little longer. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
but you're right.
Joe, I'm so much clever.
Yeah.
I already had all this stuff unlocked and loaded and ready to go, whether it's on the rings or in the bathroom. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, Nancy, thanks for calling. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, I was just going to have one more thing about Christianity. This is why I quit going to a church, quote unquote. You know, I'm a messianic studier as well anyway, but the Christian church has really got to step it up, because I could be in my garage and call myself a car, but it doesn't mean I am, any more than a person in a church can call themselves a Christian. It doesn't mean they are. If 80% of the people in America supposedly believe in God, why did they vote Obama in twice? Okay, there's a problem there. People are not looking at their Bibles. They're going there on Sunday, and they're going, oh, yeah, it's a little warm or fuzzy. I did my duty. And then
Nancy,
go home.
Yeah, you're right, but you got a bunch of people that voted for Hillary Clinton that say they were Christians, a woman who pushes, fights for, and is proud of the fact that she's into abortion, post-birth abortion, partial birth abortion, really. I mean, I'd have to find that in the Bible. And the reason that she pulled her daughter out of church was because they taught against abortion. Give me a break. Anyhow.
But see, that's the thing. Paul told us. Call them out. Expel the evil from among you. Do not even eat with them. Those who call themselves brothers and sisters and who are not. And we are afraid as Christians to call out the brothers and sisters.
We are.
And that's what we need to do.
Yep. You're right.
Get a spine and get doing it, folks.
Stop stealing my lines. Get a spine. That's
okay,
my
line. Okay, I will. Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay.
Right. God bless, Nancy. Have a great night.
You too, Joe. God bless. Right. Bye. Yeah.
You know, again, I'm not trying to turn it into a religious hour. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but she's right. When she points to you Christians, what do you base your decisions on? Right? You Jews, you're getting it now. I mean, seriously, look at what's going on in New York. De Blasio told you. And they don't, listen, atheists, not agnostics as much, but, you know, atheists, people who really don't believe in God, they don't see a value in God. So, therefore, your belief system is valueless. If you're a Christian, I mean, look at even if you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, when you believe in a God, the quote unquote creator of the universe, that's a joke to them. They don't. Your prayers mean nothing. The fact that a priest or whatever your service type of thing is, depending on what religion you belong to, but you know, if you're a Catholic and your priest is there to administer last rites, they don't see any value in that. Absolutely none. So they don't want that priest in the hospital. They don't want that priest by your deathbed because he might spread coronavirus to somebody, whatever the scenario is. And your last rites, which to you are a sacred thing that you deserve to have, are trumped by flawed science. And I mean flawed science. Remember, this is the same group. Think about this, sir. Let's just think. If you had a doctor who kept diagnosing you with cancer and saying that you had 6 months, 8 months, 1 year to live, and he's been doing it for the 30 years that you've been going to him, I don't know who the bigger fool is, you or the doctor. I'd like to ask you, how many of you would keep going to that doctor? If you had a stockbroker that kept pushing you to pick stocks that he was sure would work, were hot, that were gonna just go through the roof the next day, And he blows 80% of your fortune, who's the bigger fool, you or him? You have been listening to these loons, maybe earlier than this, but for me, my consciousness, if you would, since the late 60s, when they kept talking about how, you know, you only had 5 years before New York was going to be covered in water. You only had 10 years before food shortages were going to be planet-wide because we were going to lose our ability to grow food because lands would be barren, droughts would be everywhere. Think it through. They keep telling us this, and you keep taking it as gospel truth. You hold up Al Gore like he's one of the Greek gods, right? The climate god. He's wrong, too. He's been wrong. You have him on video. Tape after tape after tape, recording after recording, calling it wrong and lying to you. And he's one of the biggest wasters of energy on the planet. And can somebody please explain to me, what is a carbon credit? It's like a Bitcoin. Doesn't exist. The carbon credit you pay is to help pay for the damage you do to the air. But what do they do with the money? Are they scrubbing the air? I don't get it. I don't know. Somebody needs to tell me. And if they're collecting it in California, the only one benefiting from this is Gavin Newsom. I mean, think about it. He conned the California people into approving another gas tax, right? And when we came against it, conned us into not fighting against it. Okay, because we needed it to fix roads, we needed it to fix dams, roadways, waterways, the whole nine yards. And what's he do? He raids the treasury to help illegals. And I'll fix it the road. But hey, we'll buy anything here in California. Send it on over. So I'm seeing your host, a lot more craziness in the next hour. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live and Rage Broadcasting. We'll be back in a few minutes.